Warning, this video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today, we're going to talk about the word phalang. Farang, falang, however you want to say it, you get the gist, farang. My question for those listening is, do you consider the word farang to be a racial slur? Do you consider it to be a word that is meant to be derogatory? I will say that personally, I don't believe Thai people use it in that fashion. And I think that all you have to do is walk down the street and a little kid runs up to you and says, "Phalang, phalang." And you know that it's being taught from parents to their children and that, it gets passed on from generation to generation. I think for the most part, it is not meant to be derogatory. However, what I do now is I say, no, I'm not a Phalang. I'm a Kontang Chat, which means I am a foreigner. I'm from a different country, but, there's no reason to call me Phalang. And once I say to them, Wompen Kontang Chat, then they usually giggle, they laugh, and they get the idea. And that's the reason that I do that. And I've been doing that now for about a year. I've been every single time I hear somebody directing the word farang to me, I say, no, and kontang chat. And then, and that's my way maybe of saying, don't call me farang. You call me foreigner. You call me kontang chat. But, calling me a farang, I don't really like it. I understand why they do it, but it's no different than the Chinese calling you a guailo, and in Japan what's the phrase? I can't remember. And in Myanmar it's nangin chala. In Cambodia it's barang. So it happens all over, and you kind of just got to go, hey, whatever. Let it roll off, let it roll off or let it go in through one ear and out through the other and not make a big deal about it. But when I can and when I hear people say it to me, I make sure to say I'm a foreigner. I'm not a farang. And a farang is also can be a piece of fruit. And in the past, I used to say, no, I'm a tang mo. I'm a watermelon, or I'm a tangwa, I'm a cucumber, or something like. I'd say something stupid, and they'd be and they laugh, and then you don't need to be difficult about it. I would definitely say that it doesn't, because especially it's like, listen, I remember when I went back to the U.S. and this was many years ago when I went back, and my sister and I and her friends were sitting there. And I started telling this story about when I was on the fishing boat in Alaska and how I started thinking about ways to make money. And I was going to sell Thai gold to the people on the boat, because when people get off the boat, they generally have $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. And they are usually so burnt out from being out on the boat for a couple of months that they want to blow that money, or they want to have a good time. And so, I was like, hey, I'll get you the gold. No problem. I'll ship it EMS or whatever. I'll do whatever I got to do. And I sold to this one kid. And he was, I believe the phrase now is Native American. But when I went home, I said, this Indian kid. She goes, my sister says, I didn't know that people from India went over to Alaska to work on fishing boats. And I said, India? What are you talking about, man? I'm talking about Indians. you know, cowboys and Indians, woo, 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 and that kind of stuff. And she was like, you can't say that. You can't say that. And, you know, when I was growing up, it's cowboys and Indians. It's the Washington Redskins. It's not meant to be derogatory. And, you know, I understand that some people don't like it. They find it derogatory. Then don't call me white. You know, I mean, whatever. Okay. But, you know, I think in the context that it's used most of the time, farang is not a racial slur. I think that maybe in the schools, Thai people would do well if their teachers were to give them some kind of an awareness speech or class or something like that about how foreigners don't particularly like being called farang. But I don't know if they're doing that, and I don't really see it happening. So it's kind of a waste of time. Anyway, until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok D, let jokan mai.